In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We will continue these morning services. And I will read the Holy Scripture for our study today from the Old Testament, from the book of the prophet of Isaiah, its 12th chapter. The words are in Jesus' name as follows. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me,
mutta sinun vihas on palannut.
Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me.
Katso, Jumala on minun autuuteni.
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid.
Sillä Herra,
for the Lord, Jehovah is my strength and my song.
Hän on minun autuuteni.
He also is become my salvation.
Ammentamaan vettä ilolla.
Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation.
Silloin te sanotte,
and in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth.
Se olkoon tiettävä kaikessa maassa. Korota äänes.
Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee.
Amen.
Amen.
Olemme saaneet useamman päivän ajan.
We have now, for several days, been able to attend summer services,
Jumalan sanaa,
hearing the holy word of God,
selitystä,
and its explanations.
Kutsu Jumalan valtakuntaan.
We have heard the call into the kingdom of God.
Syntien anteeksi antamuksesta.
In the sermon of the forgiveness of sins.
Käskyn mukaisesti Jeesus on sanoi,
through the command of Jesus, Jesus said,
evankeliumia ja parannusta ja synteen.
That his name is to be proclaimed in the name of the gospel and the forgiveness of sins.
Tekstin täältä Vanhan testamentin puolelta.
We read this text from the Old Testament. Me
muistamme, että Jeesuksen ajalla.
We remember that in Jesus' time, the Bible was this Old Testament.
Ei vielä ollut kirjoitettu.
The New Testament had not yet been written.
Juutalaisille sanoi, että
Jesus said to the Jews
raamatuita,
that study the scriptures,
teillänne iankaikkisen elämän olevan,
that in them you think they contain the source of all life, but they are the ones that bear witness of me.
Siellä roomalaiskirjeessä
in the book of Romans, että Paul says,
nyt on se vanhurskaus, joka Jumalan edessä kelpaa.
That now there is a righteousness that is acceptable to God.
Lain ja profeettain kautta.
Free from law and sin. Testified by the prophets.
Vanha testamentti todistaa.
So the Old Testament bears witness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Suviseurojen tunnus kertoo myös siitä.
This service motto also speaks of that.
Kirkastusvuorella.
How on the Mount of Transfiguration.
Siellä oli.
There were those witnesses.
Ja Mooses.
Elijah and Moses were there.
Mitä ne todistivat?
And what did they testify to?
Käytiin tarkastus siitä, että oliko
examination took place there
täyttänyt
regarding whether Lord Jesus had fulfilled the law
ennustukset
and the prophecies of the prophets.
Ja tuo tarkastus päättyi siihen, että
and that examination concluded with this.
Kuului todistus.
That from heaven there is a proclamation.
Poikani.
This is my dear son.
Mielistyin.
Kuulkaa. In whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
Kun tätä tekstiä lähdemme tutkimaan, niin
when we begin to study this text,
sellaiset neuvot, että
we have those instructions,
Raamattua lukiessa kannattaa
that as we are reading the Bible,
mitä tekstin edellä on kerrottu ja
it is helpful to look at what was said in the text before it and after.
Jos lyhyesti Vanhan testamentin ilmoitusta haluaisimme kuvata, niin
if we shortly would like to describe the message of the Old Testament,
turmeltunutta ihmistä,
it depicts
joka ei omilla
a fallen
ei omilla teoillaan
person who not by his own strength and his own deeds
turmeluksen tilasta mitenkään
could not escape from that state of sin caused by the falling into sin.
Toinen asia, jota Vanhan testamentti
to be acceptable before God. But another aspect of the Old Testament is
tulevasta vapahtajasta,
the prophecy of the Son of God, our coming Savior, Jesus Christ.
Tämä lukemamme teksti,
this text which we read,
sijoittuu kohtaan, jossa Jesaja,
it's situated in a part where Isaiah in the previous chapter
Kristuksen syntymää
prophesied of the birth of Christ.
Vanhalle testamentille tyypillisillä ja yleisillä
by using language and imagery typical to the Old Testament.
Täällä kerrotaan, että
it is said here
putkahtava Iisain kannosta ja Vesa on hedelmöitsevä hänen juurestansa, jonka päällä Herran henki lepää, viisauden ja ymmärryksen henki, taidon ja Herran pelvon henki. Hänen haistamisensa on Herran pelvossa oleva, ei hän tuomitse silmänsä näön jälkeen,
that a shoot will spring up from the stump and a branch will bear fruit from his foot. Upon whom the Spirit of the Lord rests, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit and fear of the Lord. His scent is the presence of the Lord, and he will not make a judgment based on what his eyes see, nor does he rebuke or rebuke based on what his ears hear. But he will deliver judgment to the poor with righteousness, with a staff in the spirit of his cry.
Ja sillä kuvataan sitä siementä, uskon siementä, joka siellä paratiisissa kylvettiin. Se oli
kulkenut. This describes of the seed of faith which was planted in paradise.
Matkassa. Ja Jesajan aikana se Jumalan lasten joukko oli pieni, hävitetty.
These believers had traveled in the time of Isaiah and destroyed and mocked,
yrttitarhassa,
just as we have heard here.
Kaupunki.
Just as the hut in the vineyard, a destroyed city.
Sitten Jesaja ennustaa.
Then Isaiah prophesies.
Tulevasta valtakunnasta.
About this kingdom which is to come.
Herra Jeesus tulee hallitsemaan.
Which the Lord Jesus will rule over.
Kuultu täällä eilisessä saarnassa.
This has been heard here in the sermon yesterday.
Jumalan lasten joukko on monenlaisista ihmisistä.
How
koottu.
This congregation of God is made up of all kinds of people.
Monenlaisista ihmisistä, erilaisista luonteen piirteistä,
erilaisista. This group consists of people of all kinds with different characteristics, different gifts.
Jumalan lasten joukko.
A gathering of God's children.
Hallittu pieneltä pojalta. Täällä
how is it governed by a little child? Here it is described
sudet like this. Lammasten seassa, ja pardi makaa vohlain.
The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them.
Niin myös lehmät ja karhut käyvät yhdellä.
And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox.
Imevä lapsi.
And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the ass, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
Me olemme kuulleet täällä, että Jumalan valtakunta on.
We have heard here that the kingdom of God is a kingdom of grace and forgiveness.
Herra Jeesus Kristus.
Where the Lord Jesus Christ reigns. He is the shepherd. And if this forgiveness can rule us all,
Jumalan valtakunnan asuminen on
living in the kingdom of God is like Isaiah here describes.
Nämä petojen luonteet,
that these beasts
muuttuvat sellaiseksi, että
the nature of this wild beast is transformed.
Lammas ja susi.
So that two enemies, a sheep and a wolf,
laitumella käydä.
Can lie down side by side in the pasture.
Tänä päivänä, jolloin näemme ja kuulemme.
This on this day when we see and hear.
Avioliitot purkautuvat ja hajoavat.
That marriages are breaking up and falling apart.
Elinikäiseksi
liitoksi. A union that God has made for life.
Ne puretaan ja
these are being dissolved.
Sellainen mieli, että
and a feeling remains.
Puolisot eivät keskenänsä voi tulla toimeen.
That the spouses cannot get along with one another.
Yhdessä pitävä ja terveenä pitävä.
The only thing that holds a marriage together and keeps it healthy is the gospel of forgiveness.
Ja
it heals.
Antaa aina uuden näkymän.
And gives a new perspective into the marriage.
Siksi kannattaa aina ottaa oppi täältä Jumalan sanasta.
That is why it is always worth learning from God's word.
Että me ihmisinä olemme,
which teaches that we as human beings
mutta
are corrupt.
Herra Jeesus on meidän syntimme.
But the Lord Jesus has taken our sins upon himself.
Että meillä
the punishment was upon him so that we would have peace.
Tämä evankeliumi.
That is why this gospel
kaikki
heals
sen, mitä
all of those things
turmeltunut ihmismieli saattaa rikkoa,
which this corrupt human mind might break.
Menemme tähän tekstiin, niin
when we go to this text,
täällä sanotaan, että silloin pitää sinun sanomaan, kun
it says here that you must say,
aina kannattaa kysyä, kenelle puhutaan.
As we read the text, one should always think who we are talking to. Here the text speaks to you.
Sinulle, joka kuulet tätä puhetta.
To you who is listening to this sermon.
Erikoisesti näin Suvisaro viimeisenä seurapäivänä.
And especially on this last day of summer services.
Tämän puheeni.
I want to direct this sermon to you.
Että olet Herran vihan alainen.
Who feel that you are under the wrath of the Lord.
Saarnattu evankeliumia. Vapaata.
The gospel has been preached here.
Anteeksi antamuksen evankeliumia.
The free forgiveness of sins.
On varmaan sellaisia, jotka
but there are those
evankeliumia
listening to this word who have not accepted this gospel upon themselves.
On syynä.
What is the reason for this?
Siihen sanoo kaksi syytä.
Jesus says two reasons for this.
Eivät tarvitse parantajaa, jos
that
omiin
those who are healthy do not need to be healed.
Luottaa ja
If a person relies on their own good works,
verhoaa, niin
and uses those to shield themselves, then they do not need a healer.
Jeesuksen maallisen vaelluksen vaiheista on tänne evankeliumeihin kirjoitettu, miten
this is written about here in the Gospels,
fariseukset ja kirjanoppineet,
about the stages of Jesus's earthly journey,
täyttävänsä tämän
how these Pharisees and scribes thought that they were fulfilling the law of Moses.
Ne eivät voineet kuulla Jeesuksen puhetta, koska Jeesus osoitti,
they could not hear Jesus's sermons, because Jesus showed them that their righteousness was nothing in the face of God.
On se, minkä Jeesus siinä pienoisevankeliumissa sanoo.
Another reason which Jesus explains.
Se on tuomio, että valkeus tuli maailmaan.
That it is a judgment that the light came into the world.
Mutta ihmiset rakastivat enemmän pimeyttä kuin valkeutta, sillä heidän työnsä olivat pahat.
But the people loved darkness more than the light, for their deeds were evil.
Eikä tule valkeuteen.
For everyone who
pitäisi laitettamaan.
Who does evil hates the light and does not come into the light, lest his deeds be exposed. People love this world, its entertainments and pleasures and glory.
Mikä on Jumalan edessä syntiä.
They do that which is in front of God, sin.
Lähtevät aina epäuskosta.
And those works always stem from unbelief.
Kuulolsa on sellainen, joka tunnet sen, että
if there is anyone at these services who recognizes
anteeksi,
that your sins are not forgiven,
se Jumalan tuomio tuntuu siellä omalla tunnolla.
And God's judgment is felt heavy in one's conscience.
Kuuntelepa tätä tekstiä.
Listen to this text.
Jesajan kautta sanotaan.
That was preached through Isaiah.
Täällä sanotaan, että Herra on minun vanhurskauteni, väkevyyteni ja autuuteni. Monesti ihminen
the Lord is the spirit of wisdom and understanding, of counsel and might.
Ja
a person often looks into their own heart.
Ei sieltä omasta sydämestä löydykään.
Their own wickedness. Not remembering that such things cannot be found in one's own heart.
Mutta se vanhurskaus,
those things which are required in God's presence.
Kristuksesta.
But that righteousness is found in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Sovitustyöstä. Sillä
God's perfect work of atonement.
On kaikki ne täydelliseksi tehty, jotka pyhitetään.
That one sacrifice which has made everything perfect.
Edeskatsottu uhri meidän puolestamme, jossa meidän
that is a sacrifice that has already been offered on our behalf, in which our sins have been atoned for.
Sovituksen sanomaa täällä.
This message of atonement
julistetaan.
Here in the kingdom of God is preached
korville,
to all those who listen.
Ja jos ihminen tämä evankeliumi, elävän evankeliumi, ottaa vastaan uskolla,
and if a person receives this gospel and receives it with faith,
tässä sanotaan, että
then this will happen, which is said here.
Sinä lohdutat minua.
That God's wrath has turned away and you comfort me.
Se Johannes Kastaja sanoo tästä, että joka uskoo.
John the Baptist says of this.
Hänellä on iankaikkinen elämä, mutta joka ei usko.
That whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever does not believe will not have life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. God has ordained this order that a person must come to know their own condition.
Roomalaiskirjeessä sanoo, että
Paul in the letter to the Romans says,
yhden synnin tähden on kuolema tullut kaikkien päälle.
That because of one sin, death has become upon all people.
Tämä luodun ihmisen, eli
the falling into sin was so that it
defiled
man.
Sitä vanhurskautta, joka
and there is no righteousness to be found in the flesh to
kun
provide us salvation.
Tulee eläväksi, ihminen saa syntyä.
But when faith comes alive in a person,
niin,
and a person is reborn through the living gospel,
näin, että ihmisen ääni alkaa kuulua.
Then this happens that a voice
lapsi alkaa
is heard within the person,
ja merkkiä, että
that a child is born and the child begins to make sounds and give signs that he is alive.
Lapsi sanoo,
and what does the newly born child say?
Katso, Jumala on minun autuuteni.
He confesses his faith.
Minä olen
saying, turvassa. Behold, God is my salvation.
Ja en mitään pelkää, sillä Herra,
I am safe
Herra,
and lack nothing.
Minun virteni ja
for the Lord is my strength. He is my song.
Etsitä
and he is my salvation.
Omia tekoja. Ei
one does not look for their own deeds.
Se kaikki oma vanhurskaus on riisuttu
our own goodness.
Ja on käynyt niin kuin
but all this righteousness has been stripped away.
Että
and it has come to pass just as Isaiah saw it.
Herran Sebaotin vaate
that the cloth of the Lord covers the entire temple.
Vanhurskauden vaatteen alla.
And under this
turvassa
cloth of righteousness,
Jumalan
we are safe.
Ei sinne armo vaatteen.
Because the wrath of God does not reach under
hän
this cloth.
Kansaa, Jerusalemin asuvaisia tahtoi koota.
Jesus said that he wanted
to
gather those people living in Israel just as a hen gathers her chicks. But they did not recognize their time of visitation.
Tiedät, että
if anyone hears this now,
parannus täytyy tehdä.
Who knows that repentance is necessary?
Me emme tiedä, onko
do not
evankeliumi
put it off until tomorrow.
Tarjolla, mutta tänä päivänä
we do not know if the gospel will be available to you.
Mahdollista tehdä. Ota vastaan tämä.
It is available, but only today.
Elävä
accept this gospel.
Eläväksi tekevä sana, joka täältä Jumalan valtakunnasta.
The living word and the life-giving word, which is preached from the kingdom of God. You have permission to believe.
Anteeksi, Herra Jeesus,
all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood.
Tämä kolmas jae.
And this third verse says, therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wealth of salvation.
Jumalan lasten voima ja puhtaus.
This is the strength and purity of the children of God,
jotka ovat täällä Jumalan
seurakunnassa. That we may dip into the springs of blessedness. We are the open fountains here in the kingdom of God against all sin and impurity.
Löytyy se iankaikkisen elämän vesi.
From these springs you find that water of eternal life.
Että minun kansani.
God declared this in his time through Jeremiah.
Minut, joka olen elämän veden lähde. He hylkäävät ja tekevät itselleensä kaivoja, kelvottomia kaivoja, joissa ei vesi pysy.
That my people will commit two kinds of sin. Me, who am the fountain of living water, they reject me and dig wells for themselves, broken cisterns in which no water remains.
Puhdistava.
This is a thought born of human wisdom.
Ei sitä
that there might be something else. Some other purifying water, but it cannot be found anywhere else. It is found only where the sinner has been granted mercy, who has, through the living water, become a partaker of faith, and has also become themselves the source of water, which gushes into eternal life. This is true even today, dear brothers and sisters. We are permitted to dip into this fountain of mercy from that spring that gushes into eternal life. All our mistakes and missteps can be forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. You have permission to believe. Believe that all sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Believe safely into peace, onto peace, freedom, and joy.
Sitten tämä teksti jatkuu, että ja silloin te sanotte, kiittäkäät Herraa.
Then this text continues. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted.
Päivänä ja edellisinä päivinä.
Today and in the past days at these summer services, this has been true.
Ja rauhan Jumalan kanssa.
When one can believe their sins forgiven and has peace with God,
ensinnäkin kiittää Jumalaa siitä.
They have the desire foremost to thank God for that.
On vuodatettu Pyhän Hengen.
But also that love which flows into our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
Ja tehdä tätä Jumalan valta.
Begins to work.
Tulee halu saarnata.
To carry out this work of God's kingdom.
Julistaa hänen tekojansa.
There arises a desire to preach the name of the Lord Jesus and proclaim his deed among all nations.
Kuinka korkea on hänen nimensä.
And to remind how high his name is.
Jossa meidän pitää vanhurskaaksi tulemaan kuin Jeesuksen Kristuksen nimi.
There is no other name given under the heaven through which we become righteous except the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of Isaiah, in chapter 45, it says, look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is nothing, none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all incense against him shall be ashamed. And Lord, shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory.
Näin suuri nimi, kaikkia nimiä korkeampi, on Herran nimi.
Such is the name, higher than all names, is the name of the Lord. And that is what we want to proclaim. Let us give thanks to the Lord, so he as he has made himself known in all the earth. From the strength of God, we have heard of at these services. And we ourselves feel that we cannot, with our own strength, travel this heaven's way. But we have the strength of the gospel and the power of God, which lifts and carries us. Even on those worst days, when our strength is low, and those sins and temptations are so near.
Jumalan voima.
This power is the power of God.
Johanneksen evankeliumissa, että
it is said in the Gospel of John,
siitä sanasta, että
of that word,
sanassa oli elämä. Se on uusi
that
elämä. Ja
in the word was life. It is life. And those who received it, they were given the power to become children of God. By God's power, we will remain God's children until the end. Let us say, lift up your voice and sing, O inhabitant of Zion, for the Holy One of Israel is great in your midst.
Sanotaan, että Herran tunteminen on iankaikkisen elämä juuri. Ja täällä
it is said in the Book of Wisdom,
että tuntemisensa kautta
that knowing the Lord is the root of eternal life. And here in the book of Isaiah, this is testified to, that through his knowledge,
tuntemisensa kautta, missä on tämä Israelin pyhä, missä vapahtaja, se on
our servant for our sins.
Sitä julkisesti täällä kuulutetaan.
Through knowing him,
ja osoitetaan, että
we know the Holy One of Israel
asuu täällä Herran
the Savior. It is hidden from the people, even though it is publicly proclaimed here.
Tarkasti tämän
it is shown that the Holy One of Israel dwells here in Zion.
Sinä Sionin asuvainen, sillä Israelin pyhä on suuri.
It is said here, I will read it carefully. You, inhabitant of Zion, the Holy One of Israel is great in your midst.
Näinhän Jeesus siitä sanoo.
The Lord Jesus dwells among his own.
Teissä vaeltaa.
This is what Jesus said, that I want to dwell in you and travel among you.
Vaan on meidän kanssamme.
The Lord Jesus is far away, but is with us even at this very moment.
Ja puhtauden tuojana kuin
and is just as powerful
ennenkin
as always.
Jäädä turvallisesti uskomaan. Ja sinä, joka Et ole vielä
löytänyt. As always, you can continue to believe.
Herra Jeesusta.
And you who have not yet found the Lord Jesus Christ here in the gospel message, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ comes to you.
Valtakunta tulee sinua lähelle.
The kingdom of God is drawing near to you.
Evankeliumin kaikkien
and desires to preach to you the gospel, the forgiveness of all sins. Lift your heart to believe, all your sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious blood.
Turvattuina ja siunattuina armon voima meidät kantaa perille taivaassa Jeesuksen nimessä.
May you be kept safe and blessed, the power of grace.
Kaikki synnit on lupauskaa
Jeesuksen. And may the power of grace carry us to heaven's home. In Jesus' name and precious blood, believe your sins forgiven. One day we will reach heaven's home. It is also where I am traveling to and want to ask, may I continue to believe? I promise to believe together with all the children of God. May we remain safely in our faith. And we say in the blessed name of Jesus, blessed and ever blessed name of Jesus. Amen.
Puheen piti Pekka Typpi.